Joseph Vernon was a popular tenor in Georgian London until a scandal blighted his reputation. His childhood was a difficult one. He was born in Coventry sometime between 1731 and 1737. He was illegitimate and sent to a charity school. He was said to be discovered singing in the Bull Inn for pennies to help his mother and was taken to London to appear in the Drury Lane Theatre. The records from the London theatres show him singing and acting in a large number of roles. He was very popular. His voice was said to show delicacy and exquisite taste, and he had a reputation of being a lively comedian too. The tides turned when he fell in love with Jane Poitier, a fellow singer. According to the theatrical biography of 1772, their affection for each other grew from an intimacy on the stage. He made proposals of marriage to her parents, but her father would not grant this. She was 19, and until she was 21, her father's consent was essential. The couple were determined to marry, though, and married in the Savoy Chapel, with Miss Poitier insisting she would not go home until she was married. The clergyman was persuaded, and the marriage went forth. It was 1755. And the year previously, the Marriage Act had come into being. Couples had to be 21 if they wanted to marry without the consent of their parents. So this marriage was illegal. The incumbent of the Savoy Chapel and the clergyman who'd performed the marriage were tried and sentenced to be transported to North America. On the way there, the clergyman died. The case became very public, and Vernon was hissed off the stage for having given evidence at the trial. He left London for Dublin, and he left alone, his marriage having only lasted a few months after all that drama. 5 years later, he came back to the English stage, singing and acting again in Drury Lane. One of the many English operas that Vernon starred in was called The Capricious Lovers by George Rush. It tells of a disguised prince's attempt to carry off a country girl away from her country lover to the court where he will make a lady of her. In this aria, Colin, the poor country lover, realizes that he's been abandoned. Thus laughed at, jilted and betrayed is sung here by Robert Murray with the Mozartists under Ian Paige.
Shall yield to rage.
That was an aria by George Rush from his opera The Capricious Lovers called Thus Laughed At, Jilted and Betrayed. It was sung by Robert Murray with the Mozartists conducted by Ian Page. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.